Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We love when you chime in. Plenty of people did on the values conversation. Keep it coming. Have some fun with overrated, underrated, properly rated. Earlier, I know we normally jump in about 105, but our friend Ken Barlow, who has been very open about his significant mental health challenges throughout his life, was talking about it recently on Twitter. He's going to join us again at 105. That was the only time Ken's schedule worked out, so we certainly made the adjustment. So it's time for Overrated. Mark Fry, your first time. You get to go first. You've heard the nonsense before. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, long-time listener, I think second-time participant, so I'm very thrilled to be here today. And I'm just going to go for the fences with my overrated. So Friday afternoon, actually it was Friday morning, I went and covered Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. They were at a couple of small businesses in Uptown. Rectangle Pizza was one of those. And they stopped and got a pizza, each of them did, and I took a picture, posted it to Twitter. And it has created a firestorm chat over the weekend of people not happy that, A, the governor and lieutenant governor would be enjoying pizza, but the fact I would post something like that, it's just been ridiculous. So the individuals who buy these blue check marks and then have these fake Twitter names, overrated.
Why in particular are they mad at you for posting said photo?
Well, I muted the conversation after about 5 minutes just because I was just not going to deal with it. But I think it's just a matter of a bunch of different opinions. And I think they feel like maybe Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan shouldn't be doing this. But I also said that the photo captured.
Not allowed to eat?
I guess,
the idea?
Yeah.
They should
I said,
not eat.
I said that the photo captured joy because they both looked very happy, as one would be eating pizza from Rectangle Pizza. It's a great place. And I don't get it. So the people who just can't find joy in anything, I think just rub me the wrong way.
No, you're 100% right. There's a dilemma on that too, Mark, on should you just block everything?
Right.
Are you letting these buffoons win? You just got to make your own decision on that. By the way, you don't have to agree with the Tim Walz.
Absolutely.
Peggy Flanagan. Individuals are allowed to have pizza, to have fun. Politicians are allowed to do things where, sure, they're promoting themselves to. What a shocker. Republicans do it. Democrats do it. Just a photo of happiness shouldn't make you say, hey, thanks for ruining the state. But it does.
Right. And it's one of those things, too. You go to a story for a different story. We were trying to get sound about the nuclear water spill. I think that was the main reason of going there, not to watch them eat pizza. So it's just baffling to me as to what people decide when we're talking about another school shooting today. It's like, why aren't we discussing that instead of, you know, people deciding to go eat?
Sounds like you're just a DFL sympathizer, Mark.
I think
we've nailed it. All right. Number two, what do you have next?
I'm going to say underrated. The Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team. Dave Harrigan improperly said that I thought Caitlin Clark was a showboat. I think she is the best college basketball player, men's or women's, and showed it last night. So the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team as a whole, underrated.
How can they be underrated, Fry? When they've been touted throughout the year, she's the player of the year. She's properly rated. Come on.
I still think they're underrated. I mean, obviously they're part of the national conversation, and as they should be, but I just still feel like people look at the women's tournament and it just obviously isn't grabbing the same attention as the men's, but that has certainly changed this year, I believe, with, you know, the addition of Caitlin Clark and just the excitement she's brought to even downtown Minneapolis. So, I'll still stick to it. Underrated.
Harrigan, can the consensus player of the year, the driving force of the tournament, the individual who people either love, detest, or can't decide, can that person be underrated?
It's very difficult to be underrated. I'd say yes. I'd say she was definitely underrated up until a month ago. Now, probably not. She's probably properly rated. I think the country has woken up to Caitlin Clark.
Yes, yes. I get the feeling that we're going to have an Iowa theme on a regular basis.
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying she also has two more years that she can play at Iowa. So where does it? I mean,
well, I'll tell you what's overrated. The deal between the NCAA and the WNBA and when players can go pro. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Caitlin Clark could play in the WNBA tomorrow if there was a game. Obviously, we're still months away. 4 years until they can play in the WNBA is nonsense. Get rid of that.
She's 21 years old. She's still got two more years?
Yeah. She got the COVID year.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
let her move
it's
on.
Absurd.
Let her make some money.
Yeah. I think she can go to the WNBA 4 years after she enrolled.
Correct.
Okay, so she could skip her last year, just like Paige Beckers will be allowed to skip her last year. All right, we got to go a little shorter here. Do you have one other one you want to go quicker?
No, I was just going to go out of the gate swinging with overrated because I was pretty fired up Friday about that. So we're going to stick with two today.
Collar, by the way, our guy Matthew Collar, who pays close attention to women's basketball, has this to say. The rest of Iowa's team is underrated. The supporting cast for Caitlin Clark is incredible, and they get no credit because she gets the attention. I think that's fair, right? I mean, we see that a lot when there's a star. And Caitlin Clark is a flat-out star. Even if you don't love basketball, you watch her for about 5 minutes, you go, whoa. But a lot of times the other players don't receive enough attention. Keep texting, by the way, your version of overrated and underrated, properly rated. I'm really pleased. Can I just give one of mine quickly? I reset my laptop, and now it has moved my inbox, and I don't have any idea how to change it. Instead of being the most recent emails I have, Dave Harrigan, it's the ones I received about 15 years ago. So while I'm doing this segment, I'm pressing the up button the entire time. I'm now to the year 2013. Very excited.
Well, you're making it. Our guy Blois Olson reacting to Mark Fry as well. He says rectangle pizza, overrated.
Wow.
Tell that to Good Morning America.
Although that did get a bit exaggerated when they reviewed like eight pizzas.
No, nope, best pizza in America. That's what I heard.
And all of a sudden it became the best pizza ever. You know, truth, I haven't had it yet.
Well, I think you're missing out then. All right, Michael Strahan's had it. Where have you been?
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. If Blois says something is overrated, I most likely love it then.
All right. Am I up here? Is this my turn?
Yeah. All right, let's pause.
Okay.
Let's pause. I'll continue to push the up button on my laptop. I've moved into March of 2014. Interesting. Your version, what do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? Chime in. Cities One Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Among the texts, Mark said it was the most joy he's caught in a photo of the over 7 million photos he has taken. Mark, did I miss that? Did you say 7 million photos you've taken?
I was exaggerating. It was a joke.
That would be prolific. Underrated Marnie Gellner. Marnie, I met Marnie, 20 years ago when she joined us and the Wolves broadcasting crew. She is a phenomenal person. phenomenal. I think she's properly rated because her work on the Power Trip has allowed more people to get to know just what a relatable, real, talented, authentic person Marnie is. And the news came out last week about breast cancer. Only the best to Marnie. All sorts of different views on rectangle pizza, by the way. Fried beer battered crappies on pizza, the bomb. Get out of here with that one.
No.
Eric.
No way.
Man, no chance. Blech, disgusting. A couple more. Watching your kids participate in any activity they love, properly rated. This texter, any and all sports, overrated. Ballroom and social dancing, underrated. Who is this, John Williams? Remember John Williams? Like, not the one you guys worked with when John was here. John was taking ballroom dancing, and at first I think we all kind of thought it was kind of cute when he would kind of ballroom dance into the building. About 2 weeks into it, we grew tired of it. Didn't stop John. Did not stop John. He was determined to show us he was ballroom dancing. Harrigan, what do you got?
Good for him. Glad he stuck to his guns. Underrated.
I don't think he knew the rest of us were done with it.
Okay, I mean, sounds like you guys were just ripping him behind his back. No shock there from Chad Hartman.
I think we were on air, but John wasn't listening to the show.
had a kid's birthday party we attended Wednesday evening at a local water park, indoor water park. Underrated water slides. Water slides are tremendous, even as an adult. Overrated. The power trip that a teenage lifeguard wants to be when they're monitoring the water slide. My daughter, just barely tall enough. You had to be like 43 inches to ride the slide. She's 44, 44 and a half. So we get up there and just barely tall enough to ride and just barely tall enough to touch the bottom. I mean, when she gets to the bottom, the water's like right up to her forehead. So I go down the slide first. She's right behind me, and I move myself out of the side. But as a way to then be able to help her as she hits the bottom and she doesn't panic and, you know, freak out and anything worse.
Yeah.
As I'm waiting for her to come down, I hear the loudest whistle you could ever imagine. Just, move! I said, dude, you already measured her. I already told you I was going to help her.
No, you're so right.
Oh, my
goodness.
You're
so right. Certain people who have certain jobs where there's a little bit of authority in it, and they act like they're the they're Mark Milley, okay? they're the general, they're the commander chief, they're Joe Biden. Calm the bleep down.
Oh, he thought he was Hasselhoff on Baywatch.
Man, oh man, you're right. You're right. You wish Hasselhoff was there. That would have been a great opportunity.
Better.
I'm going to say water parks in the summer are underrated. Water parks in the winter, I think, are overrated. They're too crowded. And Fry, where do you stand this one? That smell, that indoor water park smell. Mark, are you for that or against that?
I am against that. Plus, when you get to those water parks, people have been cooped up for so long, they forget how to interact with just being in a social setting half the time. So you just don't really know what you're going to get.
You don't have as much freedom to like, okay, this, what are you doing over here? The outdoor one, you can escape. I think Mark has nailed something for Dave. You're cooped up there. Come on, show a little bit of decorum.
But I'll tell you, with the birthday party, they rented out the water park.
So the whole thing?
Yes. And it wasn't a huge water park, but it's big enough. They had a couple slides.
What kind of water park, what kind of family was this? I mean, the Trumps?
I run with a very high-class crowd, okay? That's how it is.
Of course
and
you do.
It was probably about, 20, 30 kids, a good amount, but certainly not overwhelming. It was very enjoyable. Plus, we got cake.
I bet you had the frosting because the rest of the cake was dull and boring.
My kid ate all the frosting on hers. I had to eat the leftover just plain cake, but I was still all right.
I would eat the frosting first and then give it to the kid. Come on.
You got any?
Good?
We got 2 minutes left. Let's run through it.
How about the guy who sat next to me yesterday in the plane and right away ordered a coffee and a screwdriver together?
How long was the flight?
It's from California. It was, you know what? You know what else is underrated? When the jet stream is with you, Mark. When the jet stream is on your side, underrated. But Mark, what do you think about that? You like to have an adult beverage occasionally. Screwdriver, coffee, and I was watching out the corner of my eye. He's going back and forth.
Okay, so that's a huge detail. If he's going back and forth, there's something going on there. That's a bold decision, and just those tastes. I mean,
and then was very upset. Not, I was very upset. Thought he had a discount. What do you think the screwdriver cost on this flight?
$15.
Actually, it was not bad. It was $9.
Oh, wow.
I was shocked. We've also had this story in the last couple days about more hotels, and I lived it. More hotels not cleaning your room. I want the room cleaned. We're all paying too much money for the hotel room, right? I mean, none of us are saying, whoa, what a deal this is. I want the room cleaned. Mark, you want the room cleaned when you're in a hotel?
I'm okay. If it's a 1 or 2 day stay, I'm fine. If it's more than 2 days, yeah, get in there.
Harrigan?
Stay out of my stuff.
Of course.
Clean it before I show up, and then, good, one less person I have to worry about not tipping.
Yeah. You're not going to tip them either way. Let's be honest.
I know, but now I don't have to feel bad about it.
Yeah. Linda's Construction Time Check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to have them out for a free insulation inspection. Our friend Ken Barlow on mental health and his own mental health challenges early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.